You have your Bible turned this morning, book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32. Deuteronomy, chapter number 32, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." Verse number 16. "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, and with abominations provoked they him to anger. They sanctified unto devils, they sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help on this thought, moving God. Moving God. Now we ask ourselves, what moves God? What does it take to move God? You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? You talking about loading him up in a U-Haul and taking him somewhere?" I'm talking about what moves God. I'm talking about what touches God. Have you ever thought about what touches God? Amen. I'll tell you what touches God. Faith touches God. I was thinking about that as the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on this earth, and how he moved, and how he moved among people, and how he was constantly listening and paying attention to what's going on. I want to say this irrequivocally this morning, that God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, he is watching and listening to what's going on. If none of this has taken him by surprise, he knows exactly where we're at. He knows what we need, and he knows what how to make that happen. Amen? So we see the Lord as he's moving. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, he talks about those that are faint and scattered and as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Bible says that he was moved with compassion on them. Amen? The same God, the same Lord that moved on them, praise God, with compassion is the same Lord that moves on us with compassion. He moves on them. Amen. Not only does he move on, but the Bible says in Matthew 14:14, he said, talking about healing the sick. People had faith. They brought the sick to him, and God and the Lord healed them. He said he was moved with compassion toward them, and that he healed their sick. Amen. People with faith, they brought their sick to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he healed them. Amen. So he had compassion on them. He had compassion toward them, praise God. And what a blessing that is. But in the book of Mark, chapter 1 and verse 41, praise God, he had a hand that would touch them. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God today that can reach down and touch us. Amen. He don't just hang off in the shadows and do things in the dark, praise God. He can reach down and touch. How you know? Because he's touched my life. This year, God has touched in so many ways, I can't even expound upon them all. But the Bible says, Mark chapter 1, verse 41, said he was moved with compassion and put forth his hand. Now, this man had leprosy. The man was a leper. He had a disease that was incurable, a disease that made him unclean. And the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what he said, moved with compassion. He put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will be thou clean. Now, not what we see here is God with a... And I'm talking about what moves God, amen? What moves the Lord, praise God? And it's faith that moves God to touch him. And it touches God's heart. To where he'll come upon us, praise God. He'll move toward us. He'll reach out and he'll touch us to clean us, not only now, but in the future. Amen? He didn't say, be clean. They said, be thou clean. He was talking about an end result of his hand. So we see what moves God and what touches God, praise God, is faith in people. My faith and your faith, it touches God. When we believe on him, it makes the difference. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference. What moves God? Amen. But what makes God? But the question I want to ask this morning in moving God is, what makes God move? Amen? Now we see what moves God. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see how many times He was touched. But what makes God move? Now the Bible tells Deuteronomy chapter 32, He said to give an ear unto, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, and the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. He said, God, praise God, He pours out just like in the springtime and things begin to bloom and to blossom and we begin to see the mighty hand of God. I thank God, I love springtime. Amen. It just amazes me. It's amazing to me how you, you can drive down the road and you just see, and all of a sudden you just start seeing stuff just budding out. And things begin to, everything that was cold and dark and dormant, all of a sudden it begins to come to life. Isn't that an amazing thing? And we see it taking place as the mighty hand of God. And He says, if we'll listen, praise God, if we'll look, we can see God moving. He says, because, verse number 3, He said, because I will publish the name of the Lord, amen, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He said, hey, listen, wait. He said, let me just tell you who does it. Let me just tell you about the moving. He said, it's the moving of an almighty God. He said, I'll ascribe all the greatness to God. It's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about a holy God who's able to take and make things happen. Amen. He said, ascribe ye the greatness unto our God. He is the rock. Ain't you glad He's the rock? Hey, He's that firm foundation. He's that place of safety. He's that place of fortitude. He's a place where we can build upon, praise God, and it shall not be moved. Amen. Amen. And when you build upon the rock, Brother Chris, praise God, it'll be stationary. It'll be solid, praise the Lord. It'll be something that'll be there throughout eternity. Amen. I'm glad I have the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I have a foundation in Him. Praise His holy name, because He is the rock. His work is perfect. You know, you can't add nothing to God. He's God. Amen. Everything He does is perfect. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of unperfect things in this world. Yeah, but we live in a sin-cursed world. As a fellow told me one time, said, preacher, I believe it's okay to smoke dope. I said, you do? What makes you think it? He said, well, it's just the herb. It grows there, grows in the ground and God give it. I said, you realize this herb, praise God, the ground is cursed because of sin? And anything that you do that alters your mind, praise God, it's not right with God. Amen. Anything that keeps you from being able to think clear about God is wrong. Hello? Amen, praise God. So we see God is perfect in all of His doings. He's perfect in His goodness and His grace and His mercy this morning. We can see the power that He has, the power that's in Him. And then He says, for all His ways are judgment. Now I got to thinking about this last night. I was at about 10 o'clock in the study and I got to thinking about this. Where He says, and for all His ways are judgment. I thought, my goodness, the judgment of God's in everything. Amen? You say, well, preacher, why does He do that? Why does God want to judge us? Because He cares. Amen? If God didn't care, He wouldn't judge us. If God didn't care, He wouldn't look down upon us. He wouldn't say, you know, this is right and that's wrong. But God, because He judges, because He loves us, He judges us. He shows us what's right. What if He didn't? Amen. What if He's like some of these parents that just let their children run wild in this world? Amen. But I want to say God loves His children, praise God. He won't let you run wild in this world. He'll judge you, praise God. He'll point you in the right direction. He'll show you the way that you might walk therein. Now, amen. Hey, for your own good and for His glory. Amen. It makes a difference. God does that. That's Him. This morning. He's a God of truth and without iniquity. He's no sinful, praise God. He's perfect God altogether. He speaks truth. Everything God says is right. Amen. God cannot lie. He's immutable. Amen. He cannot lie. He cannot tell a mistruth. He's without iniquity. There's no sin in Him. He's just and right He's just and right in all that He does and all these dealings. Now, sometimes we don't understand what happens or why it happens, but we know God Almighty. But you know, a lot of times what happens is not God's fault. A lot of times, most of the time, it's my fault. Most of the time, it's your fault because we're not listening to God. Amen? If we start listening to God, things will be a whole lot better. You know, it'd be easier just to follow God, but sometimes we don't. So we see what makes God move, amen. You know, what are we talking about? We're talking about what brings a reaction from God, or what would motivate Him in a certain direction, amen. What would do that? I will say it's faith this morning. See, there was a lot of times people say, well, preacher, you know what? If we can just do this and do that, I won't say it's not of works, lest any man should boast. But it's through grace, through faith, praise God, that moves and motivates us and moves and motivates our God. Amen. We see the story of the disciples when they was trying to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Pharisees, a sect of the Pharisees, they said, hey, listen, you know, we hear what you're saying about how the Gentiles is being saved and they're receiving the Holy Ghost just like us. But, now I don't know about you, but I've always heard that the sheep follow and goats butt. Amen? So we have to figure out which one we are. Whether we are sheep or whether you're a goat. Amen? If you always run around, well, God says, but. Amen? You might just be a goat. Amen? You may want to be, you might find yourself wanting to chew on tin cans and things like that instead of eating sheep food, praise God, that's good for you. But we see God as He begins to move into us, and we see His people, amen, they begin to question Him. And we see these Pharisees, they begin to wonder and say, well, you know what, we believe what's going on, but we think maybe they need to be circumcised. Maybe they probably need to keep the law. Amen. The law was a school teacher to show us, praise God, that we couldn't do all that we need to do to bring glory to God. That we needed a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. In Acts chapter 15, the Bible says in verse number 5, and there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and the elders came together for to consider of this matter. And then there had been much disputing. Amen. You got the goats and the sheep, and you can't ever get a straight answer. And he said, been much of Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Amen. What takes place is believing. What makes a difference is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing that He came and He lived and He loved and He died for our sins according to the Scripture, and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Why? Because God said so. Man, praise the Lord. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Amen. If you've got a pure heart today, it's because of faith. It's because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of what you've done. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got up on that Sunday night or Sunday morning or Wednesday night and I come to the old-fashioned altar and ask Jesus, forgive me, praise God. Hey, praise God, it's not because of that that you're saved. It's because of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not of works that any man would boast, but it's because Jesus Christ died for your sins. God gave you grace to realize that and to know that you might be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith, now therefore why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. Look at verse 11, Acts 15 and 11. But we believe that through the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. And so he says it's through faith, praise God, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ that we're saved. So it's faith that moves God. Amen. It's faith that makes God move. And we see the greatness of God in Deuteronomy 1 through 3, 1 through 4. We see God a moving. We see Him in the Word. But then we see them. Amen. There's two sides. There's an old proverbial proverb that there's always two sides to every story. Amen. There's God's side, there's Him, and there's them. The Bible says in verse number 5 of Deuteronomy 32, He said, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of His children. They are a perverse and a crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord? In other words, it means to retaliate. Amen? I wonder how many of us retaliate against the Lord. We know what He wants. We know His direction. We know where He'd have us to be. But yet we retaliate. You say, preacher, I don't like that word. Amen? Yeah, but it's God's word. That's why we don't like it. Amen? Because it hits us where we live. Because God is truth. He said, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen? So God speaks truth to us, and the truth speaks to our hearts. And we need to let it, because we have Him and we have them. He said, do you thus requite the Lord? Do you retaliate against God? Oh, foolish people and unwise. So what he says it's foolish and unwise to try to retaliate against God. You say, well, preacher, what do? We just follow Him. We be led of Him. We become sheep and not goats. Amen. Instead of saying, but, we'll say, yes, Lord. Amen. Right, God, you learn to get along by following the Lord. It's kind of like me and my wife. Amen. I learned a long time ago. Amen. You learn to say, yes, dear. And that way you don't end up like this too much. Amen. If you retaliate against your wife, amen, sometimes you might end up like Pastor Jeff this morning. Amen. Amen. I told you the story before we ever got married. She broke my nose. Then she said, will you marry me? And I was afraid to say no. Amen. I don't retaliate against her, but I love her. I don't retaliate against God because I love Him. Because He first loved me. He loved me when I was just an old, a little old toe-headed boy lost in sin. Just as mean as the devil, amen? You say, preacher, you was just a kid. Yeah, I was just a kid, praise God, that was lost. But now, praise God, I'm still an old sinner, but saved by grace. God Almighty come through. Amen, what my faith, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, amen, moved my God, amen, close to my heart, sent the Holy Ghost to me, Brother Kevin, and saved my soul. Praise God, it doesn't get no better. Amen. He said, they're foolish people and unwise. Is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Amen. He said, ain't it God, praise God, that made a way for us to be saved? Ain't it God Almighty that brought us out of our sin, brought us out of Egypt, the type of the world, praise God, to deliver us safely to Himself for safekeeping? Amen. There's a God of heaven that loves us tonight, young. And He said, praise God, hey, let's don't worry about what's going on in this world. Just trust God. He'll make a difference. How did our forefathers get by? Brother Junior, how did they get by? How did Daddy and Mama and Mama and Papa, how did they get by? The Lord says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 7, He said, remember the old days. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. Amen. How did they get by? Say, Papa, how did you make it through the Great Depression? I remember sitting under the old oak tree with my Grandpa Young, amen, and he's talking about the time of Great Depression. He said, listen, he said, because of the goodness of God. I mean, he was one of those that laughed and cried at the same time. He was rejoicing in the Lord, praise God. And he said, because of the goodness of God, amen. He said, we didn't know that there was a depression. He said, God was taking care of us. God was a blessing us, and He brought us through it, praise God. And we come out shouting and giving God praise. How are we going to make it through the times and the difficulties that we face right now, children? The same way our generations before us done it, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. What moves God is faith of His people. You and me. Now the devil, he'll come through here, and he'll speak to you. He may be speaking to you right now. And he'll say, well, listen, you don't really matter. You know, you're not really big. You're not significant. You don't really matter. But I want to say, listen to me. Your faith matters this morning. Amen. Your faith will make a difference this morning. Amen. You are a part of this generation that can give encouragement, praise God, through your faith to those that's coming along now, those that will precede you, those that precede you, those that will follow after you, praise God. You can be the one through faith, amen, that will lead them a little farther along. Amen. Our faith is what moves God this morning. Our faith is what catches the ear of God. Our faith is what catches the heart of God. Amen. It's through faith, believing, that we receive, Bible says. And we pray believing. Amen. See, when the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when He separated the sons of Adam, He set the bounds of people according to the number of children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of His inheritance. Said He found him in a desert land, in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about and He instructed him, and He kept him as the apple of His eye. His apple's eye, that is that most tender part. Amen. God loved them, praise God, and He kept them, He held them. Amen. But the Bible says that they turned their back on God. They, amen, them. He said they provoked Him to jealousy of strange gods. I wonder what today that we're putting before the Lord. What's important to us today? I hear it all the time. Well, preacher, I really ain't got time for church stuff. Really? No, I'm just so busy. I don't have time for church stuff. You know, it's amazing that whatever we want to do, we can make time for, can't we? I mean, we'll find time. We'll make time for that we want to do. We feel like we need to do. But we can't take time for God. What if God didn't take time for us? But He said they turned their back. They began to worship other things. I wonder what we're worshiping today. I want to say, hey, it moves God, but it might move Him away from us. Amen. They sacrificed unto the devils. Amen. And who were not God. They had gods that they knew not, had new gods that came up. I wonder how many new gods we got that come up in our life as we go through this walk we call life. Things that come up that take the place of God and godliness. It says in verse 18, said, of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful. It says you don't think about the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't think about Him. We don't meditate upon Him. We don't realize, praise God, He's that safe place. He's that harbor out of the storm. He's that place where we can come to, praise God, when troubles are rising. For times such as this, we see God Almighty take us in His hand and hold us and pull us and draw us unto Himself. Amen. For His glory. He said they have forgotten the God that formed thee. And the Bible says in verse 9, and when the Lord saw it, He abhorred them. He said, it ain't right. He said, what you're doing is wrong. Amen. You know, God's pretty straightforward. He don't beat around the bush. I'm glad He don't. Amen. Praise God. His teaching is pretty black and white. He said, you love me because I first loved you. Amen. He said, I'll lead, guide you. I'll direct you. I'll help you. Praise God. I'll give you whatever you need. And He's got the supply. And we'll go out and we work and beat and try to make a living. Amen. When Bible says if we'll seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things, praise God. Everything you need, God said, I shall be added unto you. He said, I'll give to you what you need. He said, if you'll lift up, praise my name. Amen. I'll make the difference. But he said, he goes on, he said, because of the provoking, he said, it made God mad because He was provoking, He was provoked because of the provoking of the sons and of His daughters. He said, you're turning your children against me. You're not pointing them to the Lord like you should. You're not living righteously before God and before your people. And Bible says in verse 20, He said, and He said, God speaking, I will hide my face from them. Now listen, it didn't say that God turned His back on them. Bible says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. But He said, I will hide my face from them. He said, I'll hide my face that they'll not see my face. They'll pray, they'll see, they'll try to find direction, and they won't find it because they've chose to go in their own direction. Look at America today that we live in. We're in a mess because we've chose to go in our own direction. We've chose to quit following God. We've chose to quit taking our children, our families, our loved ones, amen, and following in the footsteps of Christ. He said, I will see what their end shall be. See, he said, I'm going to forsake them. But he said, I'm just going to hide my face from them. I'm just going to stand back and watch. You think you can make it without me? Go ahead and try. How many times have you done that in your life? Amen. How many times have we forgot God and said, you know what, I've got this, Lord. Amen. And then we get out there a little ways and we realize, amen, that we've messed up. We've lost track. We've lost focus. Our priorities messed up. And we have to find our way back to God. He said, I'll see what their end shall be. He said, for they are a very froward generation. Amen. So that word froward, it means willing, not being willing to yield. Do you ever find yourself guilty of not yielding to God? Now God's a speaking to you, God's a giving you direction, God's a showing you the way that He wants you to go, but you just don't yield to Him. You'll say, here's that word again. But God, don't you know? Yeah, He knows, believe me. He knows absolutely. But He said, you're not willing to yield, you're non-compliant. Amen. We don't comply to what God has for us. That's what that word froward means. Unyielding. Ungovernable. God can't give you direction because you're not willing to listen. How many of us, praise God, in our hard-headedness are just not willing to listen? God's speaking to everybody in this auditorium today. And in the parking lot, God's speaking to us and giving us direction the way He'd have us to go. But are we following His directions? Are we forward? Amen. Ungovernable. Disobedient. Amen. That's what He's saying. He said these are froward generation. But not only, hey, Brother Junior, He didn't say we were a froward generation, but He said we were very froward. Amen. He said we were very unwilling and unyielding to listen to God. He said we were very non-compliant. We were very disobedient. We were very ungovernable. Amen. We were very unwilling to listen to God. Does that sound like anybody you know? At times, amen, we're not willing to listen to God. He says, they have moved me to jealousy. God said, they got my attention, but it's not in a good way. He said, I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to guide them. I'm trying to show them the way, but they're not willing to listen. They're caught up in, they provoke me to anger with their vanities. Now I will move them to jealousy with people which are not a people. I'll provoke them to anger with the foolish nation. God says, listen, said, hey, said, you've got my attention, but it's not in a good way. He said, you've become disobedient. Said, you become non-compliant with the Word of God. The Word of God's all that makes a difference. What moves God? Our faith, believing, trusting in the Lord. Listen, youngins, today, let me say this, and I'm going to wind it down. I'm going to quit. God Almighty wants us to be faithful to Him. God Almighty wants through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to believe, praise God, that He is, and He is a Redeemer of those that would seek Him. That God Almighty, praise God, He's the one that said He'll give us guidance and leadership. He's looking down upon us and He sees us where we're at, knows what we need, praise God. He said, just get in, be part of His program, and He will supply everything that's sufficient for you to bring glory to His name. When it's all said and done, that's all that matters. When it comes time to put me in a little wooden box and roll me before the church and say, here lies Pastor Jeff. I don't care if you can say Pastor Jeff had this and he owned that and had all this. All that I care about is that you say Pastor Jeff loved the Lord with all his heart. He served Him, praise God. He loved Him and he tried to tell people about it. He tried to win souls to Jesus. Amen. He had faith in the Lord. He exercised his faith. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He believed on the Lord. Amen. Many, many times. This year, through faith, I just had to stake myself out on the Lord. Praise God. Just stake myself out, Brother Junior, with the Lord. And say, Lord, here I am. They situation here, Lord, I ain't able to mount. I ain't able to carry. But God, I know You can, Lord. I put it in Your hands. And God Almighty has come through every time for me. And He always will, because the Bible said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll always be with me. He said, I'll not see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed a begging bread. The righteous. What is a righteous man? Amen. He's a man that's right in the eyes of God. A man that wants to be pleasing to God. And a man that wants to be pleasing to God is a man that will move God's heart. Amen. It's a man that'll find favor with God. Amen. And the Bible says, if we find favor with God, that we'll find favor with men. Because men will see God in us. What moves God? Moving God, praise the Lord, comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believing and trusting on Him. It gets God to move. It gets the Lord to move. It brings compassion to the lost. It brings compassion to the sick. It brings compassion to the hurting. It moves the hand of God. Amen. For His glory. It brings Him close to us so we can come out, praise God, rejoicing in the Lord. He would go on and finish off in this text in verse 43. He'd say, "Rejoice, O ye nations." Amen. Rejoice. Because of the glory of God. Rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice because of the mighty hand of God a moving in your direction. Amen. Listen, church, I believe God's mighty hand's moving in our direction this morning. I believe He's helping us. He's giving us that we need. He's filling us with hope in the darkness of this hour. A hope of a glorious day of redemption. Amen. When we've been delivered into the hand of a Redeemer, man, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. We're going to go out of here in just a little while. Amen. Everyone else, pray. I've said so many times, I'm not looking for an undertaker. I'm looking for an upward taker to come get us and take us home to be with Him. Amen. I'm getting ready. Praise God. Hey, one thing about going on that trip. Praise God, you don't have to plan, you don't have to pack. All you got to do is be ready in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be born again. Amen. Trust in the blood, shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. And it gives us that blessed hope. Praise God. You say, what does it mean? It means to be yielding to the Lord. It means to be compliant to the Lord in His teachings, His instruction. It means to be yielding to Him. It means to be governable by God Almighty. Let Him dictate to us. It means being obedient unto the Lord. Amen. Trusting Him. Amen. Following Him. Using this old book as a roadmap. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that BIBLE. Basic instruction before leaving earth.